My name's Jim Duran. I gave a talk yesterday on using jQuery, an introduction to jQuery. I work for Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore currently. Thank you. I make websites there. I'm interested in education, medicine, and the web. And I also teach web design at the Community College of Baltimore County. So Hopkins recently relaunched the Gazette in WordPress, which is great. It's worked out pretty well so far. And I use WordPress as a CMS. I use BBPress, and we have a lot of blogs for faculty, staff, patient information. So I want to talk about jQuery. It makes JavaScript feel like cheating. It's so easy to use that it actually feels like cheating. It's very tiny. It's 19 kilobits when you download it. It supports CSS selectors 1 through 3. Internet Explorer 6, I have to support that in my work. I know a lot of people are moving away from that and embracing CSS 3. I can't actually do that because I'm bound to applications like SAP in my institution. So I want my work to look as good as it can, and jQuery's really allowed me to do that. There's a huge community around jQuery. You can get plugins for just about everything that you might want to use. There's a Google group with 21,000 members. It's second only to the Android group. And they're moving to GitHub. So all the information is actually migrating there currently, which is interesting. There's a lot of metrics on their site about how great jQuery is. I just picked the one about IE6. The engine, the selector engine's gotten a lot faster. I teach web design, and when I first encountered jQuery, I was able to figure it out in about 5 minutes. I'd use prototype and some other things. I found those to be a little bit confusing. This is so intuitive for designers, which is what I really like about it. And my students, this is my classroom, my students are able to get something working in about 15 minutes. So that's really, really great. Here's an example. This was a site that I did, and I didn't have jQuery when I did it, so the JavaScript to get this navigation to work ended up being about 270 lines of code. I got it down to 17 with just jQuery, which is fabulous. If you're comfortable with web standards and using CSS selectors, jQuery is very intuitive, as I just said. This is a fast example. I've got a class on a hyperlink. I've got a class which provides the background image, and then I can act upon it just with pure JavaScript. jQuery can be used with prototype and other libraries. There's a namespace for that, so it plays well with others. If you look at the first line, div and p, you can act upon elements inside of elements very quickly. You can animate things. It does Ajax well. Here's a typical chunk of JavaScript for Ajax. With jQuery, you can really do it in much less code. This doesn't do all the same things that the previous example did. It works with JSON. This does do all of the stuff that the other thing did. JSON is a lightweight data format like XML. This supports it natively, which is handy. Here's another example. I use it for pulling in feeds from blogs and sites that are not my site. And just with this little bit of code here, I'm able to do that. So with WordPress, I downloaded the most popular themes, and I looked in there, and all the ones with the green checkbox are currently using jQuery, and they're using jQuery plugins. So this is a great place to look if you want to figure something out, add some functionality to a theme. And how we do this to get it into your own theme, there's a couple of methods. I usually use the second method where I just include it, but it comes with the admin, the back section by default, and we saw that earlier with the plugins that we were looking at in the theme contest. And then this was just an example of adding rounded corners using jQuery, a plugin, which is awesome. Thank you very much.